Museveni and his key commanders who committed atrocities, crimes of war, crimes against humanity, should be investigated, should be indicted. To date, nothing has happened.
If there must be justice, ICC should listen to both sides, but not listening to only one side of the story. Both the perpetrators of war crimes should be prosecuted. Justice delayed is justice denied. He who seeks equity must have a clean hand.
We were taken to this concentration camp in order to be destroyed.
Museveni say is Kony, and Mr. Kony say is Museveni. The government say is the rebels. The rebels say is the government. We are so confused. We need the answer. ICC give us the answer. Between the government and the rebels, who is to blame? Who is to blame for the massacre of our people? Who is to blame? Who is to blame? Between the government and the rebels, who is to blame? Who is to blame for the massacre and atrocity? Who is to blame? Who is to blame? A dedication to the families who lost their people in the northern Uganda war. A dedication to all the families who lost their children and relatives in northern Uganda war. The war between the LRA and the NRA, UPDF of Uganda. The war between Joseph Kony and Yoweri Museveni of Uganda.
Museveni's army was moving from village to village. If they were not burning houses, then they are shooting people down. If they are not shooting people down, they are destroying crops.
But God protected his people. Now we want international criminal court to prosecute these people, but not to give them immunity. I mean the UPDF commanders and the rebels, both of them should be prosecuted for crime against humanity in northern Uganda. We want both the rebels and the government to stand trials. Oh, sweet original son of Joyce. Remember, ICC, we demand justice. ICC, a full justice. ICC, we demand justice. ICC, a full justice. ICC, we demand justice. ICC, a full justice. ICC, we demand justice. ICC, oh, a full justice. The war that was created by warmongers with the intention of wiping out a certain tribe. But God protected his people. This is my own opinion. Habosnik opinion. This is my own opinion. Habosnik opinion. Both the government and the rebels must stand trials for atrocity committed on the people of northern Uganda. I say both the rebels and the government must be tried for the massacre of my people in northern Uganda. Remember Konakilak massacre in Balonyo, in Lao, massacre in Atia, in Acholila, massacre in Buchoro,
Namukora,
so many places in northern Uganda. Oh, we need justice. Saudi Union Republic, Saudi Union.
Museveni managed to impress the Western world. They didn't know that he was actually a wolf in a sheep's skin.
Museveni's become the master. He knows how to set one ethnic group against the other.
Both the government and the rebels are responsible for the atrocity. Both the government and the rebels are responsible for the massacre. Both the government and the rebels are responsible for the massacre. Both the government and the rebels are responsible for the atrocities.
The government says it's the rebel. The rebels say it's the government.
Museveni say it's Tony, and Mr. Coin say it's Museveni. The government say it's the rebels. The rebels say it's the government. We are so confused. We need the answer. ICC gave us the answer. And ICC should not take side. ICC should listen to both sides, but not listening to only one side of the story. If there must be justice, then both the perpetrators of the war crimes must be tried. Cause the rule of the national justice says, hear the other side. You should not listen to only one side. And the government of Uganda should also know that we are citizens. We have signed with the government social contract by giving them votes, and that means the government responsibility is to protect the lives and property of the citizens.
ICC, we demand justice.
ICC,
a full justice.
ICC,
we demand justice.
ICC,
a full justice.
ICC,
we demand justice.
ICC,
a full justice.
No hydration, sexual violence from the soldiers who were meant to protect them. That's why this was a brilliant genocide, a silent genocide, perfect crime.